It's the first direct peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians in nearly 2 years. The leaders of Israel and the Palestinian Authority are in Washington, holding one-on-one sessions with President Barack Obama, along with other regional leaders. Violence in the West Bank is already an issue in the talks. 4 Israeli settlers have been killed by Hamas militants. Obama has set a deadline of a year for a peace agreement, but he acknowledged it won't be easy.
So the hard work is only beginning. Neither success nor failure is inevitable. But this much we know. If we do not make the attempt, then failure is guaranteed. If both sides do not commit to these talks in earnest, then the long-standing conflict will only continue to fester and consume another generation. And this we simply cannot allow.
Well, the CBC's Vic Hodopia is following this story for us in Washington. So, Vic, Obama's acknowledged it's going to be tough, but why is he so optimistic?
Well, that is the question many were asking when these talks are first announced a couple of weeks ago. Why take on one of the most difficult foreign policy issues right now? And you heard some of those comments this afternoon that Obama had made, and he acknowledged skeptics are going to question why tackle this. And to them, he answered, the situation can't be prolonged any longer. You know, after meeting with Abbas today, the president of the Palestinian Authority, and Prime Minister Netanyahu, he reiterated both sides want to talk with each other, and they both acknowledge what the remaining issues are: border security, returning refugees, and sharing Jerusalem. And to them, he says, they both have confirmed that a one-year time frame is achievable. So I think that has bolstered the optimism of the Obama administration. And it's not like these talks are starting from zero. I mean, before they fell apart a few years ago, both sides signed the Annapolis Agreement, which acknowledged a two-state solution. And that's what Obama repeated again today. The goals are concrete: a democratic Palestine coexisting with a democratic Israel, neighbors of shared borders, living in peace. Now, of course, the one obvious problem is Hamas controls Gaza, and no one really wants them at the table. So that, of course, is just one of the challenges they begin with.
And once again, there was violence today. Certainly those issues have been on the table for a long time. Talk about the timing of this, not only in the region, but also politically.
Well, the factor that some analysts say is pushing all sides together right now is the impending expiration of the moratorium on Jewish settlements being built in the Palestinian territory. And that is set to expire later this month, and some fear that it could trigger a new crisis and indeed lead to a full-out war. Now, of course, Israel could extend the deadline, but that doesn't resolve the problem. And some have speculated that this was the very bargaining chip that Netanyahu used to bring the other party to the table. And yesterday we saw about how these tensions can boil over with these settlements when militants shot and killed 4 settlers. So, I mean, there's no doubt that was time to disrupt these talks. Now, the factor in timing for the Obama administration in many ways is the need to show some foreign policy results. You know, the November midterms are just around the corner. And yes, he did deliver on that promise to end the combat mission in Iraq, as he said he would in his campaign. And that, of course, is important. But for someone who was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize and is the leader of the free world, some have been pointing to his inexperience and lack of achievement on the international stage. And, you know, getting an actual agreement that holds would be an incredible achievement for the Obama administration. And that is possibly playing some sort of factor in all this.
Thanks very much for this, Vic.
You're welcome.
CBC's Vic Hodopia reporting from Washington. Well, for those in the Middle East, the prospect of peace, of course, has been held out many times, and there are many who've seen this all before. Our Middle East correspondent, Margaret Evans, went to visit 2 people with very long memories.
The shuffle of an old man's slow progress towards the front door and a favorite chair on his porch in the Palestinian village of Mazar al-Sharqiya. Zudi Shalabi is about 105 years old. So old, he says, he can't remember his exact birth date. But he's a walking testament to the past century here. When I was young, during the Ottoman Empire, people died from cholera, he says. During the British Mandate, we were in a refugee camp. And so it goes. The creation of Israel, the 1967 war, battles and incursions that have come and gone, and more than a few failed peace summits. His West Bank home sits under the shadow of an Israeli army base, and he doesn't expect peace in his time, maybe even any time. To him, one Israeli leader is like another. The big one and the small one are all the same, he says. And as for the Palestinian leadership, Abu Mazen, he says, he's weak. Maybe I'm stronger than he is.
This is my brother, this is my sister, and this is me.
Wow.
And this...
Another home, this one in Israel, on the outskirts of Jerusalem, but just as full of memories.
My mother's sister, I loved her very much.
Sarah Tamari is flipping through a photo album full of black and white pictures. She was born in Jerusalem's old city 92 years ago.
This is me.
With a camel.
Yes.
Tamari grew up to be an artist. She still draws every day, and the studio at the top of her house is a treasure trove of luminescent paintings, images that have filled her head and her heart over the years. She's more optimistic about the future than Zudi Shalabi, although she admits times can be tough.
We are always a little in trouble, but we are two nations in a small place, and we have to find a way to live with them, because they are excellent, if you live near them, they are excellent neighbors.
But expectations surrounding this latest round of peace talks are almost non-existent, especially now in the wake of last night's attack by Hamas militants, killing four Jewish settlers in the West Bank. And so Zudi Shalabi and Sarah Tamari wait to see what comes next, each with their own way of marking time. Tamari sketching the Judean hills and the old man with his worry beads. Margaret Evans, CBC News, in the West Bank.